Good morning, everyone. Welcome to another episode of Functionally Autoimmune. I have a fantastic guest on the show with me today. With me on the show is Lisa Swanson. She's an expert on helping women over 50 crush weight loss goals using her signature base model and so much more that doesn't even scrape the surface. Thank you so much, Lisa, for being on the show with us today.
Well, thank you so much for having me. I'm really excited to be here today, and we got lots to talk about.
Awesome. We're so happy to have you. First, I want to just learn a little bit more about you. How did you get into this work? How did you get into kind of the fitness and weight loss arena, and especially for women over 50? Like, what led you that direction?
Well, I'm 63, so it goes back so far. I feel like my story would take up the whole half hour. So I'll try to keep it very brief. So I had discovered fitness when I was in my 20s and really loved it. And from there, I grew into having my own studios and working for others, having my own studios. And actually, I was found myself as a single mother and said, "What can I do to support my children?" It's like, I'll be a personal trainer. I can make up my own hours. And from there, very long story, really short, grew to having three studios. I had 26 employees. I was doing great. But I knew something was missing. And that something missing was helping women over 50. There wasn't any research on women over 50 to look at what they needed. The people didn't talk about menopause that often. It was like, "Oh, menopause, I guess that's it." It's like, "Oh, no. I've got all these vibrant 50 plus year old women that I have trained and and then struggling with them, not realizing that, wow, these people really need something different. We have to change our whole approach to fitness, or putting muscle on, getting leaner, feeling healthy, feeling strong. That approach changes. So I really started delving into getting certified as a female hormone and metabolism specialist, and really learning about it, and then systematically sold off my studios and created body and soul coaching, because it's more than just the body. It is looking into the soul. It's looking into how can we empower women to really take charge of their life, not just nutrition and fitness, but it goes into everything,
Yeah,
right? Yeah, so
I
that's
love
what I'm
that.
doing.
So, how does you mentioned hormone and metabolism, and we're talking about women who are 50 or older who are either going into menopause or already in it, have been through it for years. Everybody reaches it at a certain different age, so there's no certain timeline. How do those play a role in like the difficulty that women are having?
Well, as our hormones change, and specifically, I'm talking about estrogen, progesterone, testosterone, they're all lowering. In perimenopause, they're kind of going up and down. In menopause, it's like, okay, they're going to flatline now. But as those lower, they have done, estrogen and progesterone did a lot for us as we're growing, as we're getting old. It helped to minimize the effects of stress on our body, specifically cortisol. So if people wonder, well, why the belly fat? Why am I getting belly fat now? Never had that before. It's like, because you don't have the estrogen that was protecting you from the effects of cortisol. So we could stress our bodies, but not get fat from it. Just a lot of people say, "Well, I used to be able to exercise all the time, but now I can't." And it's like, well, no, you can't, because you're stressing your body out too much, and you're actually causing yourself to lose muscle and gain fat by putting too much stress on your body. And whether that stress is coming from your lifestyle, over exercising, or under eating, that's all going to create the exact opposite of what you're looking for. So that's one change. That's a really big change.
And it really is great that you've decided to focus on kind of this area, because I do think, like you said, it's very overlooked, and a lot of times women find themselves, like you said, kind of confused and in the state of how did this happen? I'm doing all the right things. So what are some of the things that you work on with your clients? Like, what are some of the things that you help them with? What type of things do they go through to kind of start making changes in the right direction?
Oh, that's a great question. I think there's multiple answers to that. So I think the first thing I do with my clients, and this is what's missed in the diet industry. Now, in the diet industry, it's like, okay, if you want to lose weight, do this. Do intermittent fasting, do keto, do paleo. They have all these diets that you go on, and that's not the answer. We're all very unique, right? With our histories, With our current states, where we have a very unique metabolism. So what the first thing you have to do is meet you where your metabolism is at right now. So before I even tell a client here, this is what you need to be eating, I need to get to know her. So it's like, all right, so start logging your food just as you eat now. Don't change anything. Go for walks. Don't care about your workouts, nothing. So at first week, they're like, you don't want me to change anything? It's like, no, eat how you are, because then myself and my coaches are going to take a look at this and say, all right, this is how Jane's eating. This is how it made her feel. These are the signs and symptoms that she got. This is what it did for her body weight. We're just gathering information. The more information I have on somebody, the better I'm then able to analyze it and then adapt it to something that would be more suitable to her metabolism.
Yeah, that's great. Yeah. And I think that that information is fantastic because a lot of times we're a little bit too close to ourselves, if that makes any sense. We
Yes,
think
no,
we're,
absolutely.
yeah, we think we're eating healthy. We think we're doing the right things. We think we're, but we're too close to it. So we can't like step outside and look at it. So it's great to have someone like you and your team that can kind of be on the outside looking in and saying, oh, I see like these things, because a lot of times that's not things that we can
No,
see.
people don't see it. It's really funny, Brandy, that they'll come in and one of the most common things I hear when somebody first gets on a call with me, a discovery call, is I eat healthy and I exercise. I'm doing all the right things, but nothing happening. And I always say to them, if you were doing the right thing, something would happen. And I know people, and I it's probably really difficult for women over 50 to hear this, because we believe we are eating correctly, because this is what I've learned my whole life. And of course, this is the way to eat. So for me to come in and say, you're not eating the right way for you, they're like, no, oh no, I do. I know how to eat. It's like, you don't. And then they start learning more. As I'm really about teaching and empowering women. It's not just here, do this, here,
Yeah.
do that. It's like, do this because we're going to change this because this has happened. This is why you're going to. So they start really learning about their own body, and they're, oh, okay. Now I get it. How, and now I understand how it applies to me, not just in some book, how it applies to me and my lifestyle.
Yeah. Do you find when you're working with women who are going into menopause or already in it, do you find that there's any type of fluctuation on the way that you help these women if they already have, say, a chronic illness or an autoimmune disease or something like that? Does that alter the steps in any capacity?
It depends on where they're at with that and what they've been doing with their doctor. First thing we have to look at is, well, what's the inflammation that's going on, right? Because that can cause, I had a client that it was, we weren't actually thinking about that because we're not doctors, we're coaches. But looking at, okay, she's eating right, this is happening, yet we're not getting the changes we want. Now let's look at the details of the food. What foods could be causing inflammation that we need to work on? Is there too much exercise that's stopping you from losing weight? Because I think they're even more susceptible to those stresses and inflammation. So you have to be careful of really slowing it down. So I might have one client doing a, say, metabolic conditioning workout where it's like, keep it moving, keep it moving. And the woman with an autoimmune disease, it might be do a set and rest, do a set and rest. It really depends on the person and where they're at, because everybody responds so differently. And I think that's the key, is knowing the science, but also knowing the art of being able to look at somebody as an individual and not even just take somebody with autoimmune disease and just say, let me just lump you into this category.
And I know you talked a little bit about there being some a little bit of like exercise intolerance for some people needing a little bit different. So what does that look like? Because I think a lot of people, we have this kind of sort of like the dieting mentality where it's like you have to be on this very strict diet for anything to work. I think the same thing is there when it comes to exercise. Like you have to kill yourself for an hour in the gym, and if you're not like dying, you're not doing anything. And I think that's still very common in people. So what types of things are you having people do? What does it look like? I mean, because everyone doesn't need to kill themselves for an hour to get results, right?
Not at all, and especially if you're menopausal. Perimenopause, menopause, you don't want to be creating more stress in your body, because remember, we don't have the estrogen to protect us from that stress. So if you're saying, if maybe put yourself in a caloric deficit, say, well, I want to lose weight, I want a caloric deficit, I'm going to eat less, let me bring my calories down here, now let me exercise up here. So when you're doing this, this is stress. And your body's going to respond by saying, you put me under stress, or your metabolism's going to respond. Say, if you've got all this stress on me, I'm not going to take some of my energy to go towards fat burning. I'm not going to take some of my energy to go to muscle building. I'm going to go to take putting it towards taking care of your organs, keeping you safe, keeping you alive. So how much somebody does depend on the person. So as an example, I'll give you two examples. If I have one woman who comes in who is highly stressed, she has a high stress job, she works a lot of hours, her sleep isn't very well, so she's not getting a lot of recovery, I may give that woman two workouts a week, strength training, not cardio, short workouts, so that maybe we increase the cortisol a little, because you do need a little cortisol to to make changes in the muscle. That's actually, it's the cortisol isn't all bad. You do need to build muscle. So you do that, but then it's like, okay, now calm down, right? You got to get the body rested again, get some stretching and things like that. And I'm going to say no cardio, let's go for a walk. So it's mainly about, let's just keep getting you down. Can you meditate? Can you do some reading? Can you just time with a friend? Which doesn't sound like a diet program, right? But you need to be looking at those things, because I can get somebody's stress levels down where they need to be, and then match their balance, their energy in, their macronutrients, with their energy out, their exercise, they're going to lose weight. So for that busy person, I'm really going to draw it back. Mm-hmm. But then you have somebody who's like, they've been exercising for years, they love it, and it's like, hey, I don't know, my exercise, this is a source of stress relief for me. I need this.
Yeah.
And we really going to make sure she's eating enough to support that.
Mm-hmm. Right? Yeah.
And also let her know you can't do it 6 days a week, because you're actually going to start hurting yourself and losing muscle. A woman in menopause most likely is not going to do every single day to exercise. Remember, when you're exercising, you're breaking your muscles down.
Mm-hmm.
You build them up in between workouts. So you need to make sure we have enough rest and recovery, because it takes us longer to recover.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's really important to hear, because I know some of the people that, I've coached and worked with over the years for various things, they always feel like they're not doing enough. And a lot of times they're doing too much.
Yes.
And that's a hard thing to comprehend when you've kind of been told the opposite for such a long time. It's like, you actually need to do less. And it's like, well, that doesn't make any sense.
I know. It's funny. I had this one client, and well, she came in, I had her eating less than what she was eating. And then it was like, no, don't exercise that much. She was really full because she had been starving herself for so long. And she said, she just kept saying, trust the process, trust the process. I signed up for this program. I need to trust the process. And she went down before the program was even over. She was down 17 pounds, 20 inches, and just really completely transformed her body.
Yeah.
And she was full the whole time. So I think that's really important for women to know. You don't have to be starving yourself, right? I mean, I can understand a little bit of hunger. Some people go through that. But if somebody's been dieting for a long time, we can't keep dieting and expect to get results. Because if you're dieting, now you've gone into metabolic adaptation. And we need to say, okay, let's get some more food in you to try to get things going. And people will feel very full for a while.
Yeah, that's a really good point. And I'm curious too, when like looking through, and don't worry, everyone, I'll share the information, but looking through your website before we kind of met and started talking, you do a lot of mindset shifting too. And so I think that's something that's really important. Can you talk to us a little bit about that aspect of it?
Sure. Now that's a really broad topic. Mm-hmm. So I'd like to break it down just a little bit. So in the mindset part of it, there's the beliefs that you have going into any type of a journey are really going to affect that outcome. So for example, if I have a client coming into the program and she's thinking, yeah, I really want to do this, in the back of the mind, she thinks, not possible. I've tried everything already. This isn't going to work, but I'll try it anyways. That nagging thought, that negative thought in the back of her head, will cause her to self-sabotage because she doesn't believe it. So all of a sudden she'll start missing check-ins for us, or she'll forget to log her food, right? And this is all things that are reconfirming and perpetuating the negative thought. So we really have to work on, okay, well, what is your negative thought? What do you think of yourself? What's your health identity? And how can we make a shift over to a more positive identity? So any type of roadblock that you're having, especially in our mind, we need to work on that. I always say, if you can work on the mindset part and open yourself up to the belief that this is possible, or the belief that I am worthy enough to take care of myself. How many women have that negative thought? I'm not worthy of this. I've got to take care of everybody else, not me, right? So, but having them make that shift to know I'm important. It's important that I do this just for me, and that is not selfish. There's so many different angles you could come at this with. And but when you can start doing that, the nutrition and the fitness fall into place because you don't no longer have these blocks of, I can't do that for myself because somebody else needs me, or I can't do that because I'm not worthy. Now it's like, I'm worthy. I'm worth my time. It's important for me to take care of myself, and it's okay for me to do it. I'm not selfish. I'm a woman who's ready to live the second half of my life. I'm going to take care of this. Much different attitude to come at it with, right?
Absolutely. Do you feel like for a lot of people that's the most difficult part? You know, like the dieting and the exercise, they kind of can get a little bit easier, but that part seems to be a little bit harder. Because I do think, you know, especially women who are 50 and older who are, you know, going through menopause, you know, raised children, they've gone out of the house, you know, your entire life has kind of evolved and changed, and you're kind of a going into this, not really a different person, but kind of a different lifestyle, I guess, so to speak. And so sometimes that can be a little bit tricky area to like change those thoughts and mindsets once you're everything else seems to be changing. Do you feel like that's kind of a really difficult spot for people?
It isn't, it isn't. I think there's, I agree that there's these thoughts we've been having all our lives, and trying to change that thought pattern is hard because just think it, that's, you know, that's going down those neural pathways, right? We've been going down that same path over and over again. We have to try to switch it. So, but just getting somebody to be aware of it is that first step. Be aware of the thought you're having so that you can try to, oh, there it is again. Let me take it over here. Let me have something to replace it with. Don't just let it go off and do its thing. I think there's that. But there's also some women who come into menopause thinking, hey, it's all about me now, right? It's my time. Because I have some women who come into it and you're trying to go down that emotional part and they're like, I'm getting nothing from them. They're like, no, this is my time. I'm ready to rock this. I'm ready to do it. Kids are out of the house. I have time. I'm semi-retired or retired, and it's time for me. So they can come into it with that, and then that's really beautiful. But so they did that mindset shift before coming to me. But a lot, yeah, I have to help them along with it.
That's a really good point too, because I can see that side of it as well, where it's like, yay, now it's my like free time to do what I want for myself. So that's awesome. So I wanted to just take a few minutes and talk about how people can work with you. Because do you work with people all over the country? Is your programs virtual? How can people reach out to you and work with you in that way?
Well, yes, everything is online. I do a group coaching program. Actually, my signature program is Metabolic Design. It's a 16-week program that we take care of the nutrition, the fitness, and the mindset part, bringing it all together under one roof. And it's a group coaching program with a lot of individualized attention because I really believe, like you said, I work under my base model, which means I have to find balance, adaptability, sustainability, and effectiveness in every single program that I create. So with that being said, somebody can work with me from wherever they are. I have them from not just the country, outside of the country. And the best way to reach me is one, go to my website, bodyandsoulcoaching.com. And you'll find lots of information on there and client transformation stories. And there's even a way to connect with me if you're interested in getting started. We've got summer coming in 10 weeks, right? There's a lot you can do between now and the 10 weeks that summertime starts. On social media, on Lisa Swanson Fit on Instagram and Lisa Swanson Health Coach on Facebook.
That's amazing. And you mentioned earlier that you have a consultation call. What does that look like? What can people expect if they are thinking, "Oh, let me just do this consultation call and then I'll think about it from there." What does that usually entail?
Okay, so the consultation call or discovery call, it usually about 45 minutes. We start out with just me asking questions and getting to know somebody. The first step is, okay, where are you now? What's happening with you? What motivated you to reach out? What's the frustrations you're having? I want to get this really clear picture of where is this person at this moment in time.
Yeah.
And then the next part of the call is delving into what's the goal? What's your dream? What's the aspiration? Not just, I want to lose 20 pounds. I want to know, why do you want to lose it? What's that going to feel like? What does that look like in your life? How does it change your life? What's going to happen if you don't do that? So you want to really delve into and get serious about what do you really want to create? Because it's important for somebody when they're getting into coaching that they're ready for it, right? They're ready to come in and do the work. It's simple, but it's not always easy,
Yeah.
right? So it's important that we find this out. And the third part is, what are your roadblocks? What's holding you back from moving forward? So I really delve into that a little bit because I want to know, okay, so on this level, what do you need from me or my team as a coach? What do we need to do to help you get past that so we can get to the other side?
Yeah.
And then if we both feel it's a good fit, because it's important, I believe. In coaching, it's important, one, that somebody's very confident signing up for the program. It's important that we have very good communication, that there's a commitment on both sides, because I always tell people they sign a sacred energetic contract, actually. And in that contract, I say, I am agreeing to do this for you, and you're agreeing to show up, do the work, reach out when you need help, all of that. So it's important that we have our communication and consistency.
Yeah.
And that's what we go over in the discovery call.
That's really amazing. And how long typically are the programs? Is it individual depending on how long the person needs? Is there a certain kind of set time and then you go from there? What does that usually look like if someone says they want to work with you?
It's a 16-week program.
Okay.
Everybody does the 16 weeks. I teach a lot because it's not just based on their goal. It's based, I mean, obviously, we're working towards everybody's goal. It's based on their individual goal and it's individualized to them. But I'm also looking at what does this woman need to learn so that she can be empowered to be her own nutritionist moving forward. I don't want somebody coming back to me a year later saying, I gained it all back. Then I might as well just hand you a diet. And I don't do diets, I don't do meal plans. I'm going to teach somebody how to eat for them. So it's about getting that information in there, that knowledge, so that they know what to do as they get older. I'm telling you, I'm 63. It might change at 50, it's going to change at 55, it's going to change at 60 as well. You got to be ready for that. But when you know the science behind it and you have the tools that I put in your back pocket, you're really going to know how to move forward. But a lot of people, they come to me, they don't have just 20 pounds to lose. They've got 40, 50, 60, 80 pounds to lose. You're not going to do that in 20 weeks' time, right? It's not going to happen, or 16 weeks' time. So what they need to do is then continue on with my membership, metabolic lifestyle. That way we continue to work on the goals and teach more. I even have clients who reach the goal and still go into my membership because they go, oh, now I want to learn about intuitive eating. Now I'm ready for muscle building. Like, how do I reverse diet? Like, all these other questions come up, and actually being in the program becomes a lifestyle for them.
That's amazing, and probably a sense of community as well, which a lot of times that by itself can be such a powerful tool just to have other people who are having the same goals and thoughts and plans
That's
as you.
great.
That can be a huge thing.
Yeah, for sure. That's a really good point.
That's amazing. Well, before we run out of time, I want to thank you so much, Lisa, for coming on the show, for doing what you do, for working with women. I think this is such an important area because I see so many women who are either in perimenopause or in menopause who are just kind of lost and they don't know what to do and they feel like their body's turning against them. And it's such a scary, sad place to be. And so I think what you're doing and your focus is so important and so needed. So I'm so happy that you're doing that and that women are finding you and finding success in that, because I think that's so important that that is happening, because I think more women should realize like menopause doesn't mean that life has to be terrible or like suddenly you
Right.
can't
It's
do
not
things.
the end.
Yeah,
Not
there's
the
so
end.
much left to do.
Right.
So I really appreciate all of that. And for everyone listening, I will make sure to put all of Lisa's information in the show notes, the website, Facebook, Instagram. All that information will be in the show notes so you can easily find her. And then, Lisa, if you have anything else you want to share with us before we're done, please let us know.
I think you summed it up beautifully. This menopause doesn't mean anything is over. It's actually the beginning of a really exciting part of our lives. We have been through the insecurities of our 20s, the uncertainty of our 30s. 40s, we're kind of figuring it out, and then all of a sudden our body changes. But we've had all these experiences. Just think about this. We know what we like. We know what we don't like. We have opinions that need to be heard. And I really think it's time for women in this time of our life to shine, right? To step up and be a really big voice in our community, in our country. We should be leaders out there instead of sitting back and saying, oh, I have, menopause. These are not the days of our parents' menopause. It's not like I have menopause, let me shrivel up over here in the corner. This is like, okay, it's time to shine and rise up. That's what I really want people to know.
Yeah, I love that. I think that's a fantastic final thought. It's beautiful. I love that. Thank you so much, Lisa, again for being on the show and for taking the time with us today. And thank you everyone for listening. And we will catch you on the next episode.
Okay, thank you so much, Brandy. I love being here.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Welcome to the show, and thank you so much for listening. This episode is brought to you by Athletic Greens, with 75 absorbable vitamins and minerals in just one scoop per day. I've increased my energy, immune function, and so much more. AG is a non-negotiable part of my daily routine. For your own risk-free AG plus 20% off and free vitamin D3 K2 supplement, go to www.athleticgreens.com/functionallyautoimmune or look in the notes of this podcast and you can find the link there. Trust me, you want to add Athletic Greens to your day. It makes such a huge difference.